Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the holiday. Good.
You did too.
I did. I really did.
I know this is an obvious question. We probably know your answer, but when a game is so meaningful, does it affect any kind of way what you're doing out there, or is it you game plan like you normally would? Meaning of it is just that's just part of it.
No, I think you game plan like you normally do because it's the next game, and you want to win the next game. You know, so we definitely want to win it. It has a greater impact, our winning the game. But you don't change what you've been doing or anything like that. You just try to make sure that your team is focused, have a good week of practice, and then play good in the game.
Some of your players, all the players we talked to, heap tons of credit on you for the game plan you had last week. What are some keys to keeping that sort of momentum going as far as the pressure on the quarterback, that sort of thing? You only had 2 sacks, but he got hit a ton.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We work my staff, and we put the best game plan together that we can. And sometimes what happens on a game plan is you make a call, and if it works, then you call it again. Maybe not the next play, but, maybe a couple plays down the road, you call it again. And so when things are working, it's easy to call the game. Because they're working, and we had some things that were working last week, and so it's easier to call. But the players, they're the ones who really make the plan work. And so if they're executing and doing their jobs and are able to make plays, then, really, sometimes you can pull one out of the hat, and still it works because your players are on it, and hopefully – we'll be on it again this week.
Jared Crick doesn't get a whole lot of publicity, but what do you think about the job he's been doing, especially last week?
Oh, he's been steady all year. Like you say, he doesn't get a whole lot, but he's consistent. He's going to show up every game. He's going to do his job, what he calls for, and when he gets the opportunity to make a play, he makes the plays. So he's been very steady.
Coach, can you talk about what you've seen from Blake Bortles of late?
Well, I think that he's gaining experience, as he plays. He's got good ability. He can run with the ball when he chooses to. He's not throwing the ball up and getting it intercepted nearly as much as the first time we played him. But, that comes with experience. He's beginning to see things a little bit better. And so we have to know that he's going to be better as a quarterback than he was in that first game. And in the first game, that caused us a few problems, We just didn't run away with it. So I expect him to come in and give us their best shot.
Romeo, as long as you've coached, you have probably been in the same situation you're in right now with the Texans, needing to win, needing help from other teams. Can you just reflect on what that feels like when it is out of your hands?
Well, right. It doesn't feel great, because it is out of your hands. Two other teams have to lose and we have to win. The only thing that we can control is the game that we play. And so we should go out and play our best game and win the game and then see what happens. And if it works out that we don't get in, then we go to work and try to get in next year.
Was there a point here in the last several weeks where you felt that the defense finally just really got it, what your scheme, the philosophies and all of these things came together?
Well, I think at the beginning of December, our guys began to understand the scheme, the game plan, and trust and depend on each other a lot more than we had previously. And I think it showed up in the way that the defense has been playing.
And that's kind of a natural progression because they were starting in a new system with you.
Exactly, yes.
You'd like it to click the first week, but it usually doesn't.
Yeah, it usually doesn't.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.